This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away on paternity leave. I'm John Idstein. Homeland Security officials are looking into the breach in security that allowed a man diagnosed with a drug-resistant strain of tuberculosis to enter the U.S. at the Canadian border. He should have been stopped by the border guards, but wasn't. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston is here to discuss what this says about border security. Dina, where did the security breakdown begin?
The breach really began in Europe, and that's when we know for sure that the man at the center of this, a 31-year-old named Andrew Speaker, had been contacted by the CDC and told not to fly commercially and to check himself into a clinic. What's unclear is the events that happened before he left the U.S. It's unclear whether the CDC told him he could not fly or should not fly to Europe to get married. He says the CDC doctors just suggested he not fly.
But he clearly knew he wasn't supposed to fly home, right?
Exactly, yes. He was in Italy, and he was told to turn himself in and to go to a clinic there. The CDC doctors unequivocally told him not to take another commercial flight. He was worried that doctors in Europe weren't going to be able to help him fight this drug-resistant strain of TB, and he'd die there. So he was determined to go to a specialized clinic in Denver and found a way to leave Europe.
And the CDC doesn't really have any power to keep him in Europe, right?
Actually, the only thing the CDC can do is it can hold someone against their will only if they resist some sort of quarantine. And at this point, they didn't know he was resisting. Speaker was immediately put on the CDC medical warning list, but it didn't get to the Italian authorities in time. So he got on a flight to Prague and then another flight to Montreal. And Canadian embassy officials said they didn't get the alert in time either. And from Canada, he drove across the U.S. border at Champlain. And that's when, finally, the medical alert from the CDC did pop up on this guard screen. And that's where it starts to get troublesome.
Of course, the natural concern after hearing this story is that if Andrew Speaker, this man, could get through the border, why should we feel certain that a terrorist can't get through as well?
Well, this border guard that he actually met at the Canadian border had swiped his passport and saw the alert. And when he saw the alert, he actually determined that Speaker was the man who was associated with the alert, decided he didn't look sick, and let him go. The odds of something like that happening with a terrorist are pretty small. If the alert would go up as it's supposed to do, they would have various different protocols that they use to get that terrorist.
How are officials addressing this? What's next?
Well, I think what will happen next is we're going to find out from the Inspector General whether they'll launch a formal inquiry. And that formal inquiry would canvass basically everybody at the border and ask them about procedures. Right now, the inquiry is internal, and that border guard has been put on administrative leave, and they're questioning him extensively.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston, thank you very much.
My pleasure.